Hello and welcome to A Vague Idea, a weekly kind of game show podcast hosted by me, Nate Regolia, with my usual guests, John Peros and Shannon Page. Each week we will discuss a variety of topics and see how well our guests think they know about them, or whether they just have a vague idea. This is a special episode of A Vague Idea because it's our first, and it's happening during the National League wildcard game, so if I start screaming expletives, it's because the Rockies have done something wrong. But without further ado, welcome John.
Hello.
And welcome Shannon.
Hi.
All right. Are we ready to play A Vague Idea?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
I guess so.
This week I have selected 8 random topics for us. What I would like is for Shannon to pick a number 1 through 8.
7.
7. Okay.
That's
hey, appropriate. So our first topic is the Nobel Prize. Now I'm going to go around and we're just going to see whether either of you have a good idea, you definitely know about it, or if you have a vague idea about what the Nobel Prize is. So, John, what do you think?
I've got a vague idea.
Okay. Vague idea from John. Shannon, what do you say?
Is there anything under a vague idea?
Less than a vague idea
vague-ish.
On the Nobel Prize.
I have
Prize.
A vague-ish idea.
All right. Well, great. John, since you bid the highest, you're going to go first.
Okay. So I think there's like some sort of organization in Sweden that fosters work all over the world in different categories. I do know that the Nobel Prize was awarded just the other day in medicine for some work in the field of cancer. Cancer research.
I saw that too.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that on the NewsHour the other night. I couldn't quite give you too much detail about like the ins and outs of his findings and everything, but it seemed kind of interesting that he was kind of surprised with it. The Nobel Committee wasn't able to reach him, and he would, you know, it's this guy's big day after, you know, 30 years or 35 years of work in the field, and his son has to see it on TV and call him and tell him about it.
Seriously? I didn't know that. That's awesome.
It's a real Bob Dylan situation, right? Because he was like, I don't want it.
Did Bob Dylan turn down the Nobel Prize?
He accepted, but he didn't
understand why he was being given it to begin with. I think, right? It was the Nobel Prize, right?
No, I think he understood. I think it seemed like he had gotten some good feedback from some of the patients that had used his method that had something to do with like turning on the antigen responses. But it was just funny because he showed up and, I mean, the guy basically like could have used like a haircut or something like that. All of a sudden it's his day and he's on TV, but like, you know, he wasn't really prepared for it. I thought that was funny.
Okay, here's a question I have. I know, so there's the Nobel Prize, there's a Nobel Peace Prize. Sometimes people win it for medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Dylan won it, I assume not for medicine. Maybe he was doing that in his spare time and I was unaware of it.
He was the Dr. Robert who gave the Beatles his drugs, hence the song.
So what are the categories that somebody could win a Nobel Prize for?
Well,
none of us know.
Let's go ahead and say, do you have anything else to add on top of what John added?
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Am I allowed to? Do I have to wait?
Well, no, yeah, you should add now because I want to close the round before I start saying the stuff because otherwise the points...
Okay.
I mean, this is a very, very professional podcast and it's important that we do this the right
way. Yeah,
I want my points.
Okay, so I know that it's named after a guy named Nobel who... Even though it's the Nobel Peace Prize, ironically, he was like a warmonger. I don't know exactly how, but he was like kind of evil, I think.
Okay.
But he set up this foundation so that people would remember him fondly, and good on him, because I think a lot of people think he was probably a good dude, but from what I've heard, he wasn't. And I was watching The Great British Bake Off the other day. It was the comic relief challenge, and one of the comics on it did a cake with a picture of Desmond Tutu on it, and she said that he won a Nobel Prize. So,
I think he won a Nobel Peace Prize.
Desmond Tutu won the Nobel Peace Prize, and he was on a cake on Great British Bake Off.
Didn't Obama win a Peace Prize?
He did. Yeah, Obama did.
I think that's all I know.
Okay. So I'm gonna close the round for scoring right now and say that you both get 1 point.
Woo!
Because you both added about the same amount of information. You know, what prompted this was I saw an article today that we had our first female winner of a Nobel Prize in physics because she has done work with lasers, specifically optical tweezers, I think is what they're called. It's using lasers to move really tiny things around without killing them, which is crazy.
Tiny but, like mice or tiny like
no no
atoms.
like parts of cells and things. Yeah. But mice too, probably.
Can
it just might light a mouse on fire.
Plucking like hairs on your chin.
Oh yeah. I mean that's really where all the developments are happening, right? Okay, that was a great round one. Round two, John, I need you to pick a number, 1 through 7, seeing as how we've already eliminated one of the options. What do you say?
4.
4 it is.
Do not trust us to remember what was already chosen, so you're eliminating them as we go.
I'm just trying to be thorough. not to mansplain or something, or hostsplain, I guess. Topic number 4 is one that I kind of doubt anybody's going to know about, but I thought it was weird enough that maybe someone might. So, this one is Heritage Iron Magazine. John, do you have a vague idea about Heritage Iron Magazine?
I'll pass this one to Shannon.
Okay, Shannon, what do you bid on Heritage Iron Magazine?
Wait, am I bidding points?
No, you don't have to wager anything.
What if I say I know a lot and I don't?
Well, if you don't, you're going to get 0. And John's going to be able to say everything you said for points. Maybe. I don't know. This game really isn't that sorted out yet. Thanks for bearing with us, everybody.
I'm going to say I have a vague idea.
Okay. All right. Shannon, let's talk about Heritage Iron Magazine. What do you think Heritage Iron Magazine is about?
I didn't know I had to say what it's about. I thought I just had to know about it. And I was going to say that it's a magazine.
Okay. John, do you have a guess for what Heritage Iron Magazine is about?
Yeah, I'll say it's about motorcycles.
Oh, I was going to say old people that are pumping iron.
Ooh. See, now that... Like, come on. Lemon Party Magazine?
Oh,
but
God.
Like, but it's like a pumped up Lemon Party.
Yeah. No, it's about people that are elderly that want to stay fit.
So, no points this round. Heritage Iron Magazine is a magazine about tractors. And the collecting thereof, which I stumbled upon through hitting that random article button on Wikipedia. All right, so after 2 rounds, we are still tied at 1. And we're back with round 3 of A Vague Idea. The Rockies are currently up 1-0, so I'm happy. Although there is a Chicago fan in the bar, so I am pissed. As we go into round 3, Shannon, pick a number.
Number 1.
Okay. This is a topic that might be tricky too, but I thought it was kind of interesting because it happened today, several years ago. It is Woodrow Wilson's stroke. Do you have a vague idea about Woodrow Wilson's stroke?
Like his golf stroke?
No, he had a you know, the
stroke,
blood
stroke?
The blood
stroke,
vessel stroke. Stroke thing.
I don't have any idea.
Okay, John. What do you know about Woodrow Wilson's stroke?
He doesn't know.
No, I don't know. Stroke of genius, I guess.
Oh,
all right.
Good.
Well, the basic answer is he had a stroke and he was down for several weeks during which his wife acted as president.
Oh, I've heard that that.
They had sort of hidden him behind closed doors for...
I've totally heard that before, yeah.
Yeah. So it was all this...
I had a big idea. I knew it.
You did, but you didn't say so.
No.
Okay. Well, let's go into round four. Still tied at one. John, I'd like you to pick a number.
Two.
Okay, the current two is four-eyed fish. John, what do you know about four-eyed fish?
I don't know anything about it.
Nothing? Nothing about four-eyed fish. Shannon, anything about four-eyed fish?
Ooh, I could do three-eyed fish.
Okay.
Yeah, no, nothing.
You know, part of the process here is going to be refining the topics so that they're a little easier for everybody to talk about.
Four-eyed fish. You're overestimating us.
Four-eyed fish are fish that have kind of dual-layered eyes so that they can see underwater as well as overwater at the same time. They kind of sit on the water's level.
Glasses.
This is, again, the flaw in the random article strategy of picking topics is that some of these things are untenable for conversation.
That's incredible.
You're going to find one that one of us knows about, though, and it's going to be amazing.
So you know what? I'm going to award you both a point just for participating. We are tied at two.
Everybody gets a trophy.
That was a high five. You just
that's
heard.
Right. We are millennials or millennial adjacents, and therefore we all get trophies. And we're super entitled, even though all we feel we're entitled to is basic human needs. Round five. Shannon.
Oh, another number.
We're picking a number for round five?
I don't even know
six.
What numbers we have
what
left. You're right. You were right not to trust us.
I should have been deleting these because I have no idea what's going on either.
Four.
I chose four.
But it got deleted, so now there's a new four. Because that's the way this is working, I think.
Yeah, that's right. The new four, okay. The new four is inspired by the upcoming Spider-Man movie that's going to feature multiple different spider people from different aspects of the Spider-Man multiverse. So, what do you know, or how well do you think you know the Spider-Man multiverse?
Oh, I totally have a vague idea.
Okay. John?
It's all yours.
What?
Okay. John's bowing out. Shannon, talk about the Spider-Man multiverse. All
right. It's Marvel, Spider-Man, bitten by a spider, raised by Aunt May?
May. Aunt May.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
But that's fine. John bowed out, so we can just have a talk. We're just talking about this.
Oh, my nerd.
You got the point.
It's going out to my nerd. It's so weird because I've got all these contradicting ideas between all the different reboots, all the Avengers shit, and all the...
We can swear on this podcast.
Okay, good.
It's our motherfucking podcast.
And the actual comic books I've read that have had him in it, which are not very many. Most of my Marvel comic reading is not about the Spider-Man. But, okay, so bitten by radioactive spider, raised by Aunt Meg. His first love was not Kristen Stewart. But it was Emma something. The actress
with
the red hair.
Oh, Emma Stone, yeah.
Emma Stone. Whatever.
Gwen Stacy?
Gwen Stacy was actually his first love.
That's
which
right.
A lot of most people
not Mary
think
Jane
it's Mary
Watson.
Jane,
right.
But it's not. It was
played by Kristen Dunst.
Yes.
Not Kristen Stewart.
He
would have been a much more dour Mary Jane.
Oh, yeah. She would have been
trying
that.
Trying to do
time.
That Broadway dream.
They kissed upside down. He fought James Franco, whose dad.
William Dafoe. In the film.
Who was also in Wild at Heart by David Lynch, which is an amazing movie, and I probably know more about that than this, but I'm going to stay on topic. James Franco got mad at him for fighting his dad because he didn't know his dad was bad. Going into the movie world here. Then he became friends with Iron Man, and he disappeared when the gauntlet got
Whoa.
Put
Easy
on.
There, Tiger.
That's a lot of spoiler alert stuff.
He was an Avenger.
You know, additionally...
He swung around a lot. He also worked at a newspaper.
Do characters like Miles Morales... Have you heard of Miles Morales?
No.
So Miles Morales is the African-American Spider-Man in the comic book series. Because, spoiler alert here, but Peter Parker dies when Dr. Octopus switches his brain with his own brain, and Dr. Octopus's body is going to die. That happened like 5 years ago, I think, in the comics. But there's also Spider-Gwen, who is there is a universe in which Gwen Stacy not only survives, but becomes bit by the radioactive spider herself.
So is she the one that everyone's always complaining that she is constantly getting into, like, sexually provocative positions that Spider-Man doesn't have to get into?
I think
but
that's
she's
just
like,
spider,
oh, look at my heart-shaped butt.
That might just be Spider-Girl or Spider-Woman.
Yeah.
I hate to say Spider-Girl. Now I feel ignorant, but yeah. There's a lot of posing for that. Not the Spider-Gwen character, because she's actually, like...
Is she kind of badass?
It's sort of a hip different thing, because she has like a white hoodie sort of outfit. So she's got like, she has the Spider-Man mask in black, but she has like a white hood attached to her Spider-Man or Spider-Gwen outfit.
I like that.
There's also a Spider-Pig that will be voiced by John Mulaney in the upcoming film, which I'm kind of excited about.
Is that
I
like
watched
the
trailer
from the Simpsons movie?
It's close. I wish it were exactly the one, but... It is a spider pig.
I did go through a phase in college where I sang the Spider-Man theme song on a regular basis. I don't know why, but I would just walk around and I would like kind of point at people and sing Spider-Man at them.
Great. Shannon, sing it to John right now.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size. Catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man.
That was great. John, what do you think?
I don't know, you kind of lost me there for a while.
Okay. All right, well, so Shannon gets a point that round, so she's currently up 3-2.
Oh,
we're going into, I guess, round 7? There should only be 2 options left. John, pick a number.
It's 3.
There's only 2 options.
Well, there's only 2. So, 2.
Well, there's 3 left. Sorry. There are 3. Did you want to stick with 3?
3's fine.
Okay. Number 3 is International Day of Nonviolence, which happens to be today. I think. I hope I didn't get that wrong. I really did look this up. John, what do you think you know about the International Day of Nonviolence?
Jeez, not that much.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to veto this one.
You no? Okay.
It's a day dedicated to no violence.
The
it's my strong suit.
Nonviolence is like a style of conflict resolution. Like, I think popularized by, it's often attributed to Martin Luther King, but I think that there's someone that predates it, that predates his work with that. So
do you have any guesses on who that might be?
Gandhi. Yeah!
Yes!
He pointed at me. He took a note.
I was making sure we were still recording because the laptop went to sleep mode. But yes. It's Gandhi, and as I understand it, it's related to Gandhi's birthday, which may be today, October 2nd. But, you know, if I had a producer, this would be clarified. So there you go. International Day of Nonviolence. We are still 3-2. Shannon, you have 2 choices left. What number do you pick?
2.
Number 2. Okay. Number 2 is Thurgood Marshall.
Oh!
Do you have an idea about Thurgood Marshall?
I have a vague idea.
You got a vague idea about Thurgood Marshall. John?
Yeah, I've got a vague idea.
Oh.
Okay. Since you both have a vague idea, Shannon, I want you to go ahead and say what you have to say. John, you only score a point if you add to what she said.
Totally going to add to what I say, because I got really excited because when I was... In college, I went to UC San Diego, which is divided, it's a university divided into smaller colleges, and I went to Thurgood Marshall College. So that's a thing about him. There's
that's
a college
a
named
that's
after him.
At UC San Diego.
At UC San Diego.
What was the mascot at UC San Diego?
The Tritons.
The Tritons. So
for
not
all
a,
of our
not
super
a,
hardcore sports teams.
Not a
had.
Person, but a pitchfork for the sea.
Yeah,
that's a
much.
Trident.
Oh.
No, the Triton is is
Neptune. I thought the Triton was Neptune. Oh, that is Neptune.
It is Neptune.
That's
yeah.
Neptune in the Greek?
I don't know.
Or
we didn't,
Neptune is either Greek or Roman.
It's personified, though.
Our biggest sports okay. team was, like, intramural frisbee, so we weren't really too hung up on mascots. I also went to a high school where our mascot was, like, a big, giant foot.
A big foot?
Yeah.
Were they called the big feet?
Well,
big
no,
foot?
It was the GW Patriots, but had been a senior prank at one point where somebody had painted giant green footprints down the main street in Denver going to the high school, so the big green footprint kind of became our mascot.
Kind of a do-tread-on-me situation.
Incidentally, that's like symbolism for pro-life activism. That footprint.
I don't think that was.
Oh, because Jesus was carrying you the whole time?
I don't think that was the intention. From what I've heard, it was because there was a giant green giant on top of McDonald's because they had just started selling vegetables, and they stole the giant inflatable giant green giant and put him on the high school roof, and they made the footprints so it looked like he walked there.
That is so funny.
I'm into that. That's a good prank.
Not Jesus related.
It's better than just filling up a bunch of condoms with helium and letting them loose in the senior hallway, Douglas County High School 99.
Did you go to Douglas County High School?
I did, yeah.
Okay, so what's the topic?
Thurgood Marshall.
So he was a Supreme Court justice.
Right.
And there's a movie about him that came out like 6 months ago.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I need to see that
movie. Okay, great. Oh, no.
But that's what I know.
That was just assault, everybody. It's fine. Okay.
It's kind of like that's just assault.
He was the first African-American Supreme Court
Oh,
justice.
Well, I didn't say it. That goes without saying. I didn't think we had to get into that. Yeah, okay. There's your point. I'm still half.
Anything else, John?
That's all I got.
All right. Well, part of the reason Thurgood Marshall came up is because he was confirmed, he was sworn in today, October 7th. All right. We're going into the final round. No one gets to pick a number because there's only one number left. So are we ready to play the final round of A Vague Idea inaugural episode?
Yep.
Hooray.
I'm ready.
Woo. Love it. Woo. Okay. The final topic tonight is terraforming. It's a very conceptual thing, but I thought maybe I like this.
I'm gonna say I know the shit.
Shannon knows what terraforming is. John, how do you feel about terraforming?
Yeah, I think I know what that means.
Okay, great.
Technically, it would have been his turn to go first.
Okay, well, technically, John will go first then. John.
Yeah,
talk about terraforming.
Only because I know
Let's
I'm going to
see if Shannon
to,
can
I'm
add
gonna,
anything
I'm
going to
be able to add so much. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Wow, a lot of cock over here. Jeez.
Yeah, no, say what you're going to say and I'll add to it.
That sounds good. terraforming is just taking like a land mass, or I guess it could be, you know, not necessarily like a dry land mass, but ocean or some other landscape, and being able to modify it and work with the environment so that it better suits like human needs, and to be able to take what we understand about, you know, the way that any kind of environment works, and maybe be able to use that in extraterrestrial applications.
Nice.
Yeah,
so I'm going to piggyback on what you said, extraterrestrial applications. They talk about it in Star Trek The Next Generation a lot, maybe a bunch of other Star Treks, where they, and in Firefly, Joss Whedon's Firefly, they talk about how they have terraformed planets so that people can live on them. Which basically means they make them habitable for humans. There is also a computer science third-party system called Terraforming, where it's DevOps as a program. So if you need to build queues, SQS queues, or if you need to build databases, there's a way to programmatically build your entire DevOps system using code so that if your site goes down, you can use the code to rebuild everything. And that's also called terraforming.
Boom. So wait, so you're telling me that code can rebuild a website when it's been taken down?
Yeah, so if you think about it, like, if you're gonna build a website, you might need to, like, go provision a database. Like, Amazon lets you have databases. You might have to, like, go through the UI and, like, build your database. But if your site goes down, or, like, if AWS goes down or whatever, it's gone. So there are ways that you can actually, like, programmatically rebuild all of the systems you need. Like, your databases, your queues, your broadcast topics, like, whatever else you need, you do it with code so that if anything ever breaks, you can rebuild it again. And the way you build it from the beginning is you, and it's called Terraform, and you terraform your project, basically.
That's great. So, how can you tie that to blockchain technology? That's a joke from last week, because blockchain technology has become the buzzword or whatever, and my buddies and I were hanging out, and basically one of them had heard a pitch for a t-shirt, an online t-shirt business that uses blockchain technology.
What?
Which, yeah,
no.
Good. That's the right reaction. See, I didn't know. I had to ignorantly ask a bunch of questions and go, oh, wait, that makes absolutely no sense.
No, it keeps a ledger of every t-shirt that everybody has bought, so you know exactly where all the t-shirts are at the exact moment.
Helps you manage the rights of it, right?
Which, it's valueless for a t-shirt business, but it sounds good, and
it
I'm
does.
Sure somebody wrote a check based on that information.
Yeah.
Other things to know about terraforming is that Jack Williamson, a science fiction author, coined the term in his short story Collision Orbit, published in 1942 in Astounding Science Fiction.
I got it.
Thank you very much.
Can I get both of my happy hour last minute ones?
I'm good for now. Thanks.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're eating.
No, yeah, the food just arrived, so this is an appropriate time to tally the scores. At this point, the final score appears to be 4 for Shannon, 2 for John. So that means Shannon is the current winner of A Vague Idea, Episode 1. She will hold the divine super belt of constant dominance for at least a week. Until I come up with a better name, and maybe she loses it. We'll see. Do you guys have anything else you want to say before we sign off for this episode?
I'm really excited that I am the first winner. And suck it, John.
I'm sure you'll win more than one of these things.
It's too nice.
All right. Well, that was it for the first episode of A Vague Idea. Thank you very much for listening. I really hope some of you did. And we'll be back in a week or so with a whole new set of topics and maybe a third special guest. All right. This is Neighbor Goalie signing off. Bye. A Vague Idea is written and produced by me, Nate Regolia, with Shannon Page and John Perros. If you like this podcast and you like anime, you should check out my podcast with Sean Grolkowski called You Better Believe This. That's found at moleholeradio.com. If you like science fiction books, you should check out the press that Sean and I started. It's called Space Boy Books, and you can find us at readspaceboy.com.